I lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. These words from Psalm 121 were uttered about 2,500 years ago by one who was wise, but also very much in need of assurance. And these words of conviction that were embedded in his heart became a prayer that has come down to us through the centuries, and one that continues to help us and remind us in our times of need that it is God who is our ultimate help. We have gathered here this afternoon to celebrate the life of Kate Barhite Dickey. We are here to find comfort in each other and turn our hearts to God, the ultimate mystery. As we entrust Kate to God and to the eternal spirit that she is now, I welcome you all to Acton Congregational Church for this service of celebration for Kate's precious life. This was Kate's church in years past. She served us well as a trustee. You can imagine her as a trustee, I would imagine. It's where Bree and Will attended Sunday school and where Dave taught Sunday school for a time. I want to invite you to be present today, not just observers, not just as seat warmers, but truly as Kate's circle of family and friends, prayers in concert to honor her presence on this earth and in our lives. For you are here because she touched you in some way over the years. You are here in support of Dave and Bree and Will. We come because Kate was a loving wife, an encouraging mother, a dear daughter and sister, a steadfast friend, a church member, a brilliant engineer, a creative designer, a wonderful cook, on and on. We could say gifted at everything. She was gifted, too, because Kate crafted this service with me. She and Dave and I met over the course of the last weeks in question about her time left on the planet and her time blessing you all and her with this service. It was her choice to have a harpist come and grace you all with music, the music that she loved, the classical music that so sustained her through all her years and in the last days. Most essentially, Kate, this wonderful woman, was a child of God, as we all are. And so we come together with grief that is so real as we witness such an early departure. Now, Kate's remains are here with us. They are on the altar. They reside, and so we have her presence very profoundly with us. And they will come to their earthly rest in Catalina Bay, place of her childhood joy and delight and family gatherings. So we know now that we come together to find comfort for aching hearts and for a shred of closure to questioning spirits. I'm afraid that I cannot offer you the answer to why someone so young had such a foreshortened life. But I can tell you that I am deeply convinced and convicted that Kate is now held in and by and with God, her creator, and now her sustainer forevermore. She's in an eternity without pain or suffering, in an eternal life that will be ours eventually, companioned by a God of mystery and wonder. So come, Holy Spirit, gather us for worship. Come, Holy Spirit, help and heal us. Come as we now sing ancient words of a hymn that will open our hearts to be fully present to this time of worship. So I invite you to find one of the pilgrim hymnals. They are red, and we're going to be singing hymn number 1 right in the front, verses 1, 2, 5, and 6. And I'm going to ask you to stand and just feel how your heart opens a bit more as we sing together. We're going to play the tune through once so that you can all hear it if you don't know it, and then we will sing after the intro. Please be seated. Let us pray. God of all creation, we stand before you today with our exposed hearts. We are in need of your comfort and reassurance as we entrust Kate to your care and keeping. Give us the grace to honor you and her memory as we name the special legacy you have shared with us through her. Help us to name the thanksgivings we treasure. Help us to name any hurts which are in need of healing because of our loss of who Kate was or was not for each of us. Come, Holy Spirit, do your mysterious and wondrous work as this service draws us close to you. Clear our eyes that we might see more clearly. Draw us close that we may know ourselves nearer to Kate. Inspire us now to take the time to assess our own lives and affirm those things that truly matter. We are so thankful for the miracle that the world is here at all and that we could share it with Kate. Be with us now as we worship you and recall all that she has meant to us. This we pray in the name of your Holy Spirit. Amen. So throughout the service, we will be offering words from Holy Scripture and words from those who loved and felt her presence most profoundly, her husband and children, and a little bit from me, probably the last friend on the block who came along late in the game. But I also now want to share with you these incredible words that were written by her father, Hap, in 1980. He is now deceased, and Kate was able to spread his ashes recently in a wonderful resting place. But back in the 70s, he took a trip to the holy places in the Middle East on his spiritual search. And this poem, which is on the back of your bulletin, and you get to take it with you, but is a bit of his searching and understanding, and I suspect some of this resided in Kate's, a gift from Erato, and Erato is the Greek muse of lyric poetry. These words come as spoken words from some aware place deep inside, a gift from Erato for all to hear. This is our message of love, of peace and harmony and eternal brotherhood, as we circle round the ancient seas, searching out places of holy energy. Here now is the gift of Erato. Be not quiet, but shout it out. Say it truly, but live it too. Our love starts within and then flows out, circling throughout the universal sea, in full measure coming back to us again. Our love starts within, then flows out, circling throughout the universal sea, in full measure coming back to us again. Might those words from her father be present to us and to Kate as she now is in a place of eternal new life. One of the things that we do in wonderful celebratory memorial services is to remember who this dear one was on her earthly journey. And so Dave and Will and Brianna have each stepped up to the plate to share about this beautiful spirit that was wife and mother and friend and companion along this journey. So I'm going to invite Dave up first to share with us now. Would you come?